Welcome back to the Parsha Podcast. We're up to Chamishi, Parshas Vayitze. Vayomer nakvas chacha alai ve'tena. So Lavan says to him, let's set up your payment, and I will give it to you. Vayomer elav ata yadata es asher avadticha ves asher haya miknecha iti. He said, you know, all of your flocks have been with me this entire time. Yaakov said to him, you started off with a small amount of sheep. And as a result, they've grown exponentially because HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed you because of me. But now, what am I going to do for my own family? Vayomer, ma aten lach? What? Lavan said, what can I give to you? Vayomer Yaakov, lo titen li mi'uma. Don't give me anything. Im taseli adavar hazeh ashuv eret soncha eshmor. He said, just do the following for me. And if you do, I will return to watch your flocks. Evor b'chol tzoncha hayom, v'aser misham kol se nakud v'talu, v'chol se chum I will go through all of your sheep today, and I will take from there any sheep which is speckled, nakod, vitalu, spotted or spotched. Rashi says the nakod is little dots, little speckles, and talu is spots, like sweats, like bigger spots. That's what it doesn't mean, speckled and spots. V'chol sechum, chum, modern Hebrew means brown, here it means dark, bakvasim, v'talu v'nakod be'izim v'haya schari. And any goat that is also spotted or speckled that amongst the goats. So tzon can refer to sheep or goats, and here we have both of them together. This, Yaakov said, is going to be my payment. Va'ansa bitzikasi b'yom machar kitavo aschari lefanecha kol asher einenu nakod v'talu be'izim v'chum v'kvasim ganuv hu iti. Any of these sheep that are speckled, spotted, or brown, or goats that are speckled and spotted, but not brown, sheep that are speckled and spotted and brown. These are my payment, and don't try to trick me and say, oh, well, these came afterwards. We're going to put a distance between my flock and your flock, so there will be no mistakes or no switching of claims. So then Yaakov said, and if you think that I'm lying to you, come tomorrow and check out my entire flock, and you will see that any of them that are spotted and speckled amongst the sheep, and brown amongst the sheep, but spotted and speckled amongst the goats, if you see any of them, you can take them, they're not yours, but anything else, these are all my sheep. Vayomer Lavan, hen lu yech dvarecha. And Lavan said, yeah, I hope you'll be happy with that. V'yasa b'yom ha'hu es atayashim ha'akudim v'atlu'im es kol ha'izim ha'nikudos v'atlu'os kol asher lavan bo v'chol chum b'kvasim v'yiten b'yad banav. And on that day, he took out all of the male goats that are spotted and speckled, and all of the general goats that are spotted and speckled. All of them that had any white in them or any brown sheep, and he placed them in the hands of his sons. V'yasem derech shloshesh yamim beino uvein Yaakov, v'Yaakov roet es tzon lavan hanosros. And Yaakov, they placed the distance of 3 days between him and between Yaakov, and Yaakov was shepherding Lavan's remaining sheep 3 days away from his sheep. Vayikach lo Yaakov makil levne lach veluz vearmon vefatzel bahen petzalos levnos umachashev halavan asher al hamaklos. Yaakov took sticks of poplar, hazel, and chestnut trees, and and peeled off white stripes into them by taking the covering off of the that so you saw the white underneath. Vayatzag es hamaklos asher pitzel bar hatim b'shichsos hamayim asher tovana hatzon lishtos nochach hatzon v'chamena b'voan lishtos. And Yaakov placed the rods that he carved in the water troughs so that one the sheep would drink, they would become excited, and then the male sheep would be with the female sheep while they were drinking. V'yechmu hatzon al ha-maklots v'teladna hatzon akudim nikudim utluim. And the sheep were excited by the staves, and they gave birth to sheep which had markings by their hooves, and that were spotted and speckled. Ve'kesavim hefrid Yaakov ve'iten pnei hatzon el akod ve'chol chom batzon lavan ve'yesh lo adarim levado ve'lo shasa alzon lavan. Yaakov separated the lambs. He put the faces of the sheep towards the ones that were ringed and the ones that were brown, dark. And he did this with Lavan's flocks, and he made separate flocks of his own, and he didn't put them with Lavan's flocks. Faya b'chol yachem hatzon ha-mekusharos v'sham Yaakov es ha-maklos la'eni hatzon b'rahatim la'yechemena ba-maklos. When the stronger sheep were ready to mate, Yaakov placed the rods in front of the sheep's eyes by the water ducts, so that then they would be in heat amongst the rods. Uva'atif atzon lo yasim v'haya hatufim l'lavan v'hakashurim l'Yaakov. And if the sheep were weak, he didn't put the rods in front of them, so the weak sheep were Lavan's, and the strong ones were Yaakov. V'ifrotz ha'ish me'od me'od v'haya v'ayhi lo tzon rabos u'shvachos v'avadim u'gmalim v'chamurim. And Yaakov was very, very successful. And he had sheep, many sheep, and servants, male servants, female servants, camels, and also donkeys. You might be wondering where he got all these servants, because he would sell these sheep at a premium, and then would be able to afford servants in that way. Vayishma es divrei bnei Lavan lemor lakach Yaakov es kol asher laavino me'asher laavino asa es kol akavod hazeh. And he heard the sons of Lavan saying that Yaakov took all of our father's stuff, and from that stuff that of our father, that's how he made all of his wealth. Vayar Yaakov es pnei Lavan v'hine enenu imo kismol shelshom. And Yaakov saw the face of Lavan, and he saw that he's not getting the same type of welcome that he's used to in the past. Vayomer Hashem el Yaakov, and Hashem said to Yaakov, Shuv el eretz avosecha ulomoladetecha ve'eimach. Go back to the land of your fathers, the land of your birth, and I will be with you. What does it mean, I will be with you there? Eimach, so that this is a funny language. Rashi comments on it. I will be with you because kol zman that you are with the Lavan, I will not have my presence dwell upon you. Vayishlach Yaakov vayikra l'Rachel ulea hasada el tzono. And Yaakov sent for somebody to call Rachel and Leah to come meet him in the fields with the sheep. Rashi adds, you see from the fact that he called Rachel first in the order of the pasuk, is telling you that Rachel is the main wife, and even the Bnei Leah agree to it because the family of Yehuda, again that's from Bnei Leah, say in Megillas Rus that Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless you like Rachel and like Leah. Rachel first, because we see that she has Kedima as the first wife. Vayomer lahen, Ro anochi es pni avichen, ki enenu elai kismol shelshom, ve'eloke avi haya imadi. He said to them, I see your father's face, and You know, it's not like it was in the past, and the God of my father was with me. And you know that I've served your father, I've worked for your father with all of my strength. And your father tried to trick me and switched my salary 10 times. Rashi says, not just 10 times, but 100 times, because each moneh is 100, so aseres monim is 100 times. But Kadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't allow him to do bad to me. Imko yomar nikudim hiyas charecha, if he would say that the speckled will be your payment, v'yaldu ko atzon nikudim, and all of the sheep would give birth to speckled sheep. V'imko yomar akudim hiyas charecha, if he would say no, that the ones who are banded by their legs, that have markings by their knees, those will be your payment, v'yaldu ko atzon akudim. So then that's what all the sheep would give birth to. V'yatzel elokimes miknei avichem v'yiten li. And Kadosh Baruch Hu saved them from mira elokim mira sadin, saved them from your father and gave them to me. V'yihi be'es yacham atzon v'esei anai v'rebe chalom. And it was coming at the time when the sheep were in heat. I lifted up my eyes and I saw in a dream, hine atudim olim al atzon, that the rams, Rashi helps us over here and says that the rams, that Lavan took all the rams away that would look like any rams that I should be getting, and Kadosh Baruch Hu put them all back in the pen. They sent Malachim to put them all back in the pen so that they would be in the mix. So then these rams were mating with the banded, speckled, and spotted sheep of Lavan's flock. Yomer Elai Malach Elokim B'chalom Yaakov V'yomer Hineni. And then the Malach said to me in the Chalom, in the dream, Yaakov, and I said, here I am. Anochi Hakel Beis El Asha Mashachta Sham Matseva Asher Nadarta Li Sham Neder Ata Kunatse Min Haaretz Hazos V'shuv El Eretz Muladetecha. The Malach said to him, I am Hashem, the God of Beit El, that you anointed an altar, and you swore an oath. Now rise up, go from this land, and return to the land of your birthplace. Rashi says, why are you bringing it? Why is the Malach bringing up the oath now, the neder? Because it's time to pay this neder back. It's time for you to return. You swore this neder, now it's time for you to return to the land. Vatan Rachel Valeya Vatomarna, Vatomarna Lo, Ha'od Lanu Chelek V'nachla Beves Avinu. And Leah and Rachel answered him, and they said to him, do you really think that we have any remaining portion with our father? Halo nochrios nechshavnu lo, ki macharnu v'alchalnu gam achol es kaspenu. No, we are like strangers in his house, because he sold us, and he's even eaten up all of our money as well. Rashi says that in most places you go and you give a nedunya, you give marriage gifts to the person who's marrying your daughter. Here, what did he do? He took your work as wages and gave you us. That's not the way this is supposed to be done. And now he won't even give you your wages as a whole. What is this? We are like strangers to him. What daughters are we? Ki chol osher asher hitzilo kim miavinu lanu hu. Any money that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you, it's our rightful inheritance. It's ours. Hulanu lavanenu, and it's for our children. Ata ko asher amar lo kima elecha aseh. Now let's go. Anything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you to do, anything Shem Elokim, Midas Adin tells you, do it. Thank you so much for listening. This was the fifth Aliyah of the 10-Minute Aliyah Parsha Podcast.